Let's stay with the consequences of Donald Trump's whirlwind opening weeks. Last night, Mr. Trump said he had instructed staff to develop reciprocal tariffs for every country that taxes imports, and that other issues like VAT should also be taken into account. He singled out the EU, which he described as nasty, and mentioned several industries that are significant here, including pharmaceuticals. 20 EU member states export more to the US than they import, with Ireland close to the top of that list. Speaking to RTE's Southern editor Pascal Sheehy in Cork today, Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath said the EU would react to any move by the US president.
Tariffs represent taxes on consumers. They result in price increases, bad for business, bad for international trade, and will make us all poorer on both sides of the Atlantic. The EU-US trade relationship is the most important in the world. It stands at over €1.5 trillion per annum, representing about 30% of global trade. So if we get into tit-for-tat tariffs, there are no winners. We need to work to avoid that. But at the same time, if tariffs are imposed on the European Union, we have to act to defend our interests, and we will do so swiftly and firmly.
EU Commissioner Michael McGrath speaking in Cork this morning. Simon McKeever, who's the chief executive of the Irish Exporters Association, has been giving me his reaction to Donald Trump's latest announcement.
I'd be deeply concerned about what the president said last night and the implications that it has for both the European Union and for Ireland, but then also that any kind of retaliatory action that the European Union might take. Like, it's, you know, we need to remember that you've got global supply chains, so it's not just any two particular countries or trading blocks, making moves against each other. It's very complex. International trade is very complex. There is a breakdown into global supply chain. So any one country taking a trade action against another has implications in the whole supply chain.
What are you saying to your members at the moment about preparing for whatever is coming?
We've been saying since before the election that they need to take the threat seriously. They need to look at the implication. Like before Christmas, we were saying to them, you know, have a look at what does a 5% tariff mean? What does a 10% tariff mean? What does a 15%, 20%? What does it mean the whole way up, you know, to about 30%? Look across your supply chain and do a risk analysis on it. That's what we've been saying to them since before the election. And, you know, that is going on. So there is a risk analysis going on amongst Irish businesses, based businesses that are doing business in the United States, so that is ongoing, and I don't think, by the way, that this is as simple as the president might think that it is. It takes a lot to unbundle global supply chains. There's no easy kind of short term fix in all of this.
What should the government here be doing about our exposure? Because we are hugely reliant on the American market. That trade is very, very important to this country.
Well, I think, I know, and I was on your Morning Ireland programme a couple of weeks ago, and what I was saying was it requires an enormous, massive, concerted diplomatic effort led from the very top. We will be one of the first countries of the EU on St. Patrick's Day when the Taoiseach goes to the White House. We need to be making sure that we are talking to all of the stakeholders that are involved in this across the United States and in the European Union at every single level. And I think more domestically then, you know, we look forward to the Taoiseach's group working together. We'll be a part of that, coming together to see how we can work together towards providing reassurance around this.
Is there an extent, though, to which Ireland has to wait and see how the EU responds, and that inevitably the EU ends up responding as a block for every country affected by this?
Of course, because, you know, trade is an EU competence for all of the member states of the European Union. So it will be a concerted, combined effort in any response that was to happen. We saw that with Brexit, that it was a combined stance across the European Union. So you'll have exactly the same thing in relation to any action that would be taken, any response that might be taken to moves by the US. That doesn't mean that the US will Will not try to bilaterally talk to different countries, and we've seen that from the get-go of this new presidency. The rule book has completely been torn up.
And that was Simon McKeever of the Irish Exporters Association.